truly. The tales and songs fall utterly short of your enormity, O Smaug the Stupendous.
Hey, welcome to the 5x5 podcast, where we talk about all things geeky, and this is part two of today's episode. So we're supposed to be having Ron Lim today. As you know, we advertised on our site that we are going to talk about One Direction, and we still are, don't worry. But Ron has to do something for work and is not available to be at the podcast today. But we will have him back in 2 weeks. And for now, because he happens to be my husband, we have a guest who will talk about another geeky thing. So my name is Mina, and my husband, Maiko, is here to talk about The Hobbit.
The Desolation of Smaug.
Okay, so that's how it's pronounced.
I guess.
How do they say it in the movie?
Smaug.
Smaug.
Yeah, it's very Pinoy.
Wow.
It's quite Pinoy.
Oh my gosh, the Hobbits are Pinoy. Yeah.
Okay, so let's let a bit of a background first, Mike. Who are you, and what makes you qualified to talk about The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug?
Absolutely nothing. I'm just a viewer. I love Lord of the Rings. I've read The Hobbit, as you know, years ago. I've read Lord of the Rings, and I was looking forward to these movies, except at the time when I was really excited about it, it was Guillermo del Toro, you know, who was
supposed to direct this prequel trilogy. Yeah.
Well, originally I think it was one movie, then became two movies, and then Peter Jackson decided to come on board and say, hey, you know, this is my baby. So,
now it's a trilogy.
And now it's a trilogy. Each one at least 3 hours long. So it's very long.
Okay.
That's all I can say for those.
As someone who is a true fan of the books and of the movies, the Lord of the Rings movies, what do you think about The Hobbit 2?
Well, I'm not Stephen Colbert. Okay, I it's been years since I read The Hobbit. In fact, I've forgotten many details in that book. But when I watched the movie, there were scenes where I knew, you know, then and there that these weren't in the book.
Right? Okay.
It's quite a stretch. And I don't want to give anything away, but I do feel that if Peter Jackson were to take liberties in the material, the original material, he should have at least been more conscious about time, right? About making sure that these movies don't overstay their welcome.
Yeah.
You know, The Hobbit is such a thin book compared to the Lord of the Rings
really?
Trilogy.
Really?
It's thin. It's like, thin.
I mean, it's a short novel.
I think The Hobbit is way shorter than, say, you know, if not comparable to, it might be shorter than Return of the King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these are short novels, but to put them in the same league as, I mean, in the movie version, to put The Hobbit as a trilogy side by side with Lord of the Rings, the trilogy, you do notice the stretch. And
Was it worth it, do you think?
I enjoyed. There were action scenes that I really enjoyed, but there are, and after watching The Hobbit, my words were, you know, he went full Lucas, right? I think.
Apparently you never go full Lucas.
You never go full Lucas with
explain
with the
what, for the benefit of those who are not aware what the full Lucas
well,
is.
It's if you ever watch Tropic Thunder, right? Robert Downey Jr. plays a black man. And apparently Ben Stiller.
No, he is an Australian. Australian actor.
A method
Robert
actor.
Downey Jr. played an Australian actor who had a role as a black man.
Right.
Because he really gets into the role.
Super method actor.
But his advice is you never go totally.
Well, because Ben Stiller,
yeah,
who's also an actor,
he's
the action star, and he tried to do some serious roles, and he did a role where he played someone, you know, a boy with special needs.
Yes.
And
we don't mean to offend
those
who are you know, people with special needs or people with family members and loved ones who have special needs. But basically, the term was full retard.
You don't go
full retard. You don't go full retard because you don't get an Oscar that way. You can play, you know, quirky, a little crazy, but don't go all the way.
Like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, you know, yes. He didn't go full retard because he was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was still brilliant.
So what is a Lucas?
You know, what is the full Lucas?
What does it
Lucas?
Mean to go a full
it just,
Lucas?
It's just doing, you know, going with full CGI, green screen, you know, where you don't
because
see...
Because the money is unlimited.
It's unlimited and you have so much power. Hollywood respects you now. You're no longer just a Kiwi anymore. You know, you are the...
You're the guy. You're the man.
You're the one Kiwi to rule them all, right? So that's what happened, I think. I think when you look at the movie, you watch the movie, you enjoy it. It's great. It's great fun. It's still great fun. But you realize, you know, it's long. And I think that's really my review. It's not bad. It's not a bad movie. It's just long. And I do have one complaint. It's the eyes of Legolas. You know, I mean,
yes.
Every girl, you know, I mean, and I'm a guy, so what do I know? But they gave him Paul Newman eyes, essentially. He has...
Those aren't his natural eyes?
No. Orlando Bloom doesn't have blue eyes. I think he...
I didn't notice, but... I didn't watch the movie actually because that's
yeah, I didn't watch it either.
I told you not to watch it. So I mean,
no,
and not because it's bad. Again, it's just not worth your, you know,
yeah,
3 hours.
3 hours of
so
your
apparently
life.
it's sort of gotten to a point where even fans of the book or fans of the franchise are telling people, you know, I mean, this is maybe for us, more for us than for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The non fans, at least, but yeah, apparently the eyes of Legolas changed here in this movie
considerably.
Right?
Compared to the first trilogy, they were baby blue,
uh-huh.
Paul Newman
in a
blue.
Distracting way, but maybe
and he was a douche.
Sense,
he was a douche.
He was.
He was not charming. He was not his charming elf self.
Oh.
He was very.
He didn't have Gimli to keep him grounded.
Well, Gimli was mentioned.
But he wasn't
he
there.
He was mentioned. He wasn't there. He was He was still a young lad. So there was a look of foreshadowing with his Paul Newman eyes. But aside from that, I think it's still a great movie to... I mean, if you have the time, and you have the money, watch it in regular 2D. Don't go for the high frame rate 3D because it will look weird. So
yeah, we watched the first Hobbit movie.
So
did
I.
Apparently, the higher
yeah, the
frame.
I saw it in the full Lucas mode.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually didn't mind it. I know a lot of people were complaining.
It takes
weird.
An hour. It takes an hour to get in to
yeah.
it. At some point, you realize, you know, this is what normal people look like. Except
no, I didn't mind it because I didn't know there was a choice. I didn't know that I could have watched it like a regular movie, just like everyone else or every other movie that's ever been shown.
Yeah.
And then when I realized that we had inadvertently watched the higher frame rate,
which we welcomed.
Yeah, it was a good experience, but at the same time it's not, I don't know, it's not how I like to watch movies. I don't really like watching them as if they're camcorded.
Right in front of you.
Soap operas. It's
yeah.
like watching a soap opera.
Quote unquote camcorded. Yeah.
Yeah.
But personally, I did like it. I didn't mind it so much. And, you know, it was fun. It was a different experience. But, yeah, I guess you have to watch it. Like, I think moviegoers should see at least the high frame rate movie
mm-hmm.
at least once so you know if, you know,
if it's for
if
you.
It's for you or if it's
or
not for you.
Or maybe it takes a kind of movie to get people
mm-hmm.
to welcome it. This I don't know. This wasn't the one for me, at least. It just felt weird. Yeah.
I think.
Prepare to receive
it.
Hate mail. I'm kidding. Don't send me the hate mail.
If you're watching porn, you know that's the best way to see it in high frame rate 3D. But you know, for something like The Hobbit, where you do need some distance. It is fantasy, so you do want to suspend your disbelief. It's not really trying to make it so realistic. You must leave things to the viewer's imagination as well,
mm-hmm.
I think. And by showing everything, I mean, if you go with high frame rate, you see all the details. And you see where the hair extensions, you know, it's quite distracting sometimes.
The large screen and the high frame rate hide little.
Even with the Desolation of Smaug, you know, I saw this in the regular frame rate 2D. The fact that it was 2D, the clarity, it's a beautifully shot film, but you can see all of the details, which means Evangeline Lilly looks like she's wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's supposed to be a lowly sylvan elf.
Makeup techniques actually have to step up.
You have to develop new makeup techniques for these.
I think Orlando Bloom, his foundation was just too thick because there were you know.
You were noticing his foundation.
He has aged, right? Yeah. He has aged. So I thought maybe they would digitally make him look younger. Maybe they did.
I think it costs less to do it. You know, in the makeup rather than you know, go back in post prod and digitally do it.
But when it's also clear, I guess now
you can see the makeup. I could imagine myself reaching out, touching his forehead, and it would be a
Orlando,
smudge.
Orlando Bloom is a painted whore.
With Paul Newman eyes.
With Paul Newman eyes.
So that's our review.
Of the Desolation of Smaug.
You're welcome.
Oh, wait, but I must mention the dragon, though. The dragon, okay. Smaug. Yes, Smaug. Smaug is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
You know, so Martin Freeman, as we know, is playing Bilbo Baggins, and it's basically Sherlock and Watson all over again.
do they solve murder mysteries?
There is a mystery. Uh-huh. There is a mystery that needs to be solved, but I am not going to reveal it.
Okay.
I think you must watch the movie.
And wait for the third
Benedict
Cumberbatch isn't in a, you know, he's the dragon, but he's not like in a Godzilla suit, is he?
No. It's just the voice of the dragon. But surprisingly, I don't think they altered his, but maybe they did. I mean, I'm sure because he went full Lucas, you have to digitally alter everything. But
even if it's not necessary,
it sounded like Benedict Cumberbatch. You know, it didn't sound dragony at all. It sounded like Sherlock talking to Watson.
Okay.
But it's the effects were amazing, and I think there's too much gold on Middle Earth. Let me just say that. Did you know that the entire world supply of gold could fit into two Olympic-sized swimming pools?
Okay.
Just every bit of gold that has been mined since the beginning of human history can fit into two Olympic-sized swimming pools.
So are you saying that Smaug has more gold than has ever been mined?
Middle Earth has way more gold than regular Earth.
So it means it shouldn't cost that much then. The price probably is like a lot lower.
There is so much gold. But it does give you an indication. If you were to equate Middle Earth with our Earth,
mm-hmm.
you know, somewhere out there is a mountain called, you know, Erebor or the Lonely Mountain. And you've got a lot of gold, so.
So, Middle Earth, is it bigger than regular Earth?
It's not really regular Earth. I mean, you know, people.
No, is it bigger?
It's a fantasy.
I know, but
it's not real.
But there are details. There should be details. You should know this, right?
No, it's not. It's you know, when I was younger, I would think, you know, it's the same as Earth. You know, we can find.
Okay.
But no, it's not. It's a fantasy. It is a. It's actually flat. I mean, if you were to think about it, you know, the Earth is probably flat, you know, in Tolkien's world. And I think you just accept it, right? You don't try to analyze, oh, this might be England, and maybe as the continents start to shift, they crashed into one another. No, it's a completely new world. Created by the by Eru the One.
See, these are things I did not know. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for coming over.
Thank you.
To the podcast and talking about The Hobbit, because we haven't seen it. And
it's still showing, though, so I still might catch it.
Is it still showing?
I think so.
Or did it come back to the theater after
After
Metro Manila Film Fest?
Okay. Well, watch it. I mean, I'm not going to say it sucks. It doesn't suck.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is, just to recap my review, it's long, and there's just too much blue.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
In next week's podcast, we are talking about something called Steamy Reads.
What is Steamy Reads?
Steamy Reads. It's a workshop that it's a short story writing workshop that I am facilitating, sponsored by Buko. Buko is the ebook reader app by Summit Media.
Oh.
So they're sponsoring a short story writing workshop, and the output of this will be romantic short stories.
Oh, excellent.
Steamy.
Steamy. How steamy?
a little bit of steam to a lot of steam.
All right, so but, it depends.
Yeah, so it starts on January 18. So by the next podcast, I will be talking more about that.
All right, and another thing we'll be talking about in the next episode is our favorite movies that are based on comic books. So I know it's there's this whole rash of, it's a thing now, like so many movies are being made that are based on comic books, and you know, some of them are great, some of them are not so great, and we're gonna talk about that. What are our favorites? How do we like our comic book adaptations?
Yes.
You know, faithful, not so faithful, you know. So that, and
we will have a very special guest.
Very special guest. Or two, you know.
We hope.
We hope. And next week's episode. So watch out. We will announce it as soon as we can, but watch out for it. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this episode. This is episode 3 of the 5x5 podcast. You can still send us your comments and questions. Use the hashtag 5x5 podcast. Or you can go to our website, which is 5x5podcast.com. Everything spelled out. And send us a note. Give us your comments or questions or suggestions. We are very open to feedback. Right, Mina?
Yes, we are. So thank you very much for joining us. And this has been episode 3 of the 5x5 podcast.
Don't be shy. Step into the light.